We'll roll right into our next availability. We're now joined by Coach Gibbs, the winning ownership representation for tonight's race. If you have a question for Coach, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start up front with Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, just first of all, Christopher had a really terrible hit that was very scary. I know you went in there and saw him. Can you tell us anything about how he's doing?
No, I think it's just we're going to continue tonight when he gets home. We're going to make sure that he gets everything that he needs to get there, whatever it might be. And then we'll just have to kind of wait. So it's his wrist and his ankle, I think. So we're just going to have to wait.
And then, look, I mean, Denny has had so many wins at times where it's slipped away, right? And he's, you know, been the dominant car and hasn't worked out. Now, 2 weeks in a row, he's gone first to worst, back to first. What does it say about his resilience that he's been able to do this at this point in his career?
Well, I think all of us here, I know you guys and all of us, we know that how tough NASCAR is. We know this is the best people in the world racing stock cars. And we've seen Denny now, I think, at this point in his career, I think this might be the most exceptional thing he's done. Because you think about most athletes, you know, they get to a point where they have everything they need, okay, and they just lose the drive and passion. And what we're witnessing with Denny is really just the opposite of that. He's full-blown into the simulator, works extremely hard. In our meetings, he means so much to the other young drivers. Just hearing him describe what happens during the race, the way he looks at things. And so for us, it's invaluable, really. And for us to have this relationship for this long, I just really appreciate him. He's been so loyal to us, and he's really helped build what we have. Our people there at our race team have built Joe Gibbs Racing. We got great people. And I just appreciate them, and I wish they could all be here with us. We hang a banner tomorrow. We'll have a chance to thank all of them. But really, this is not only our people and the people who are racing the cars and what's happening on the racetrack, but it's also our sponsors. And National Debt Relief, that just means so much. A company like that, one of the premier companies in America. I had a chance to call Mari from Progressive, and you know, that means so much to a race team because, as you know, our sport's different. You've got to have sponsor partners or you can't race.
We'll go to Reed and then over to Matt.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. Coach, could you describe what it means to you emotionally to get that 63rd win, tying Kyle Busch, having the flag prepared, and seeing Denny do his burnout with that?
Well, we've all of us have just been focused on Kyle Busch and what he's meant to the sport. And certainly for us, 15 years, 59 wins. I mean, again, I talked about building our race team. He was a key part of doing that. And so just really appreciate him. I think Denny, you know, it meant a lot also Kyle did to Denny. Many times you almost laugh in our 2 o'clock meeting because they were they were going to go after each other at times. But it just meant so much, Kyle, the way he approached everything. And like I said, there was a different side of Kyle that we all love too. I mentioned we do these crazy skits. He was number one wanting to be in the skits. My favorite one, he was sitting out on the lawn with the young drivers, and he was doing anger management with the young drivers. Stuff like that. He was all in. You saw him singing in the car. And the other thing, he was really good with our sponsors. Think about Mars being with us 15 years. That says a lot about Kyle. So Kyle touched all of us, really, and I think we're still celebrating his life. And we want to focus on Sam, Kurt, and the kids, you know, Brexton and Lennox. We want to, you know, Gay and Tom, just the whole family.
Come over to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. Kind of a follow-up to that question and answer. When you guys go to celebrate this win this week, whenever, whichever day you guys do that, will this one look a little different? Like, will you guys have something that, that tributes to Kyle in addition to celebrating the 11 team?
Yeah, I think we'll just be talking all that over. We normally have our celebration tomorrow, and in the morning we'll kind of talk about what all we want to do with it. But I would imagine that's going to be a part of it, and that'll be something special. Yeah.
And then we talked to Heather after the All-Star race, and she had brought up to me that at some point you guys have had the conversation with Denny where it's like next year doesn't have to be the end. I mean, you guys want to keep going. Have you had a similar conversation with Denny where it's like, you know, one more contract?
Yeah, I joke with him. I said, we got a 5-year deal ready. But really, no, it's dead serious from a standpoint. You know, any athlete that's really performing like that, you know, I've had athletes at different times in football come to me and say, hey, coach, should I come back and try? I always give the same advice. I would go to as far as you can go when you're still performing. That way you never look back in life. So I'll probably say the same thing to Denny, but yeah, we reached out with that 2-year deal, and you know, I think it's, we want Denny to stay with us.
So never say never.
Never say never, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
We'll come in the back over here.
Thank you. Maxwell Fritz with JTV. Coach, Toyota has been so dominant all year, and with Denny now winning back-to-back years at Michigan, how do you find that competitive edge at a track where you know Ford and Chevy are going to bring their all?
Yeah, this sport is so hard. So I think the hardest thing you can do in any pro sport, what I've learned anyway, is to stay up there. And so that's the goal, because you know everybody else is working so hard, and if you happen to be out in front for a little while, they're after you. And so we know it's not going to last. Everybody's working extremely hard. These are the best race teams, and they've raced cars. And so we just want to stay up there as long as we can. And instead of being happy and what have you, work hard, because you know everybody else is coming.
Go over to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchMass.com. Coach, this was the first win for National Debt Relief on the 11 car. Can you just talk about what that significance is? Last year, you guys were struggling to sell out the car, and then this year, you guys came to Daytona, and the car was completely sold out.
Yeah. Tribute to all of our guys back at the race shop. We talk about all of the people that race the cars are here, but there's a group at our race shop. For instance, just that. Our sales group that works so hard on that with the relationships and everything. And because this sport, you got to have sponsor partners, and certainly National Debt Relief being the high profile company that it is, when you have a chance, just like I did in the winner's circle, to call the key people in the company and have a chance to talk to them, it means the world. They invest with you and invest a lot. And so when you get a chance to do something like this and get return for them, it just means the world. And I just appreciate our guys back home that work on all this. And all of us at our race team realize how important it is. So we're all involved. You know, all of us that are there work with our sponsors. And so it's a huge deal for us. So thanks for asking that. Yeah.
Any final questions for Coach?
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.